post-match interview.
Okay, we're just speaking off here, mate. You sounded pretty frustrated. You put up a good fight in that third quarter and then faded out late with Lara getting on the scoreboard pretty frequently. Are you feeling a bit frustrated at the moment?
Yeah, I think the first 3 weeks we tried to play consistent footy for four quarters and we've probably been playing in patches. And then today was just, very disappointing. I think we probably played half a quarter of what we know we can play. So to put that up in a game that, we had a chance we could win if we played our brand and played well. But, we were just nowhere near the mark today. And I think it'll take a few weeks for the boys to get the respect back of our supporters and coaches. So, but we'll work hard and bounce back.
Is there anything, any patterns you're noticing over the first four games that are consistently letting you down?
Just probably guys ball watching a little bit, not holding to our structures. And then just when our pressure and our intensity is not up, you can see we get exposed pretty quick. So I think against Newtown, we probably did it for a half and we were in the game pretty much the whole game. And then today we probably did it for half a quarter and the results showed. So that's going to be a big focus going forward. And we'll train hard the next couple of weeks and make sure the boys can be at a certain intensity come Saturday.
What positives do you take out of today, Nick?
Not many. It was very disappointing. We blooded some young guys that I thought had a crack at times, and then probably to only lose by 10 goals when we probably couldn't have played any worse shows that we just need to. It's probably a good learning exercise. We're going to review the game really hard and go through a lot of teaching periods and show that, this is what happens when you don't play to the structure and you're not at a certain intensity.
Yep. There were times, though, that the ball movement looked really good, and when you got it in long and quick, and I suppose where I'm going is you'd like to have two Ty Vickeries. You'd like to have ruck Ty Vickery and key forward Ty Vickery.
Yeah, well, obviously two Ty Hevea not playing this week hurt us a bit just structurally down our spine. We are quite small in back and forward, so you can see when we probably didn't have that method going forward and we had to quick kick it. Intercept marks a lot, and we probably couldn't get a lot of intercept marks in our back half and get our ball movement going, so we probably relied on winning it in the middle and pumping it forward. So there's a lot to work on, but you can show at times that our ball movement when we play our brand isn't too bad and we can actually kick goals, but we just got to do it for longer.
How's the process during the week with them? I mean, I know you very well, and I know you're a teacher, you're a student of the game. So it must be frustrating for you because you know the way you should play, and you know the way you have to play. It's just going to take some time. Is that the game? Is that what it's at?
Like, it does take a while. We're probably starting with a blank canvas in terms of guys. I've never heard this stuff in terms of what we're trying to teach them. So they do get a bit lost at times, and you can show them as many times as you want, but it literally takes time in the middle to actually learn it and craft and develop it over time. But they've just got to be a bit more proactive in terms of learning and asking questions and coming through the week, and if they're not sure about something, actually coming up and clarifying with us. So we had some honest truths in the rooms after the game how we can improve, and we'll be making sure we do that the next couple of weeks.
You've got the top-end talent, and you've got the young boys. You just seem to be missing, four or five 25-year-olds, or 24-year-olds, which they don't grow on trees.
No.
Because you've got to build them from somewhere.
Yeah.
So that must be frustrating as well to know that you're not far away from just having that balance of, of experience and youth, but also some guys that can give you some grunt as well.
Yeah, I think that was a big focus this off-season is just improving our talent depth and getting a bit more GFL quality players. And it's going to be a long process, and we've got to keep doing that. But guys have got to improve internally. We've got to work hard as a group. So these guys that maybe aren't up to the level yet, by the end of the year, they're playing good GFL footy.
Your dad will be listening in the car. When's your brother coming to play with you?
So
Scott plays at Old Geelong.
He does, yeah.
Yes.
And I've been in his ear. He's very, very well respected at Ogs, though. Oh. The Ogs boys would be very sad if they lost him. He's captain there as well, so I was probably appointed a bit late this year to get him over the line.
But his brother's the co-coach at North Shore, so that probably stands for something.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I watch you play and I watch what you're missing, and you're probably missing a Scott Dixon and a couple of other those sort of bigger bodied sort of midfielders that can help with Ty is in the ruck getting tap downs, and you can play
the next tier rotation.
Next tier rotation, which I'm not putting any pressure on Scott, but that's sort of player.
I'm putting the pressure on.
Yeah, I know you will be. That type of player, though, will make you a better team.
And they're just smart, Jeff, quality footballers that can really, at least play to a structure and then help the way we want to play.
Yeah.
Dicko, I guess one of the other challenges is also you got your good top-end players that we just mentioned and, you know, the players you've got around your midfield, and that it's bridging the gap between your bottom end as well and trying to bridge that gap a little bit closer. So your bottom six at any club, you know, it's just how deep you bat, and you've got to try and bridge that gap between your good, your middle and your bottom end. That must be a challenge for you as well.
Yeah, certainly, and we're just... You know, if those guys can buy into the structure and the way we want to play, that should certainly help. But in saying that, some of our leaders didn't step up today. Some of our better players that we expect to play good GFL footy didn't play good enough. So we're going to review the hard individually and as a team. So we expect all players to step up.
I know you lost by 10 goals, and you are being a little bit hard on yourselves. You got within 20, early 20s in the third quarter or the start of the last quarter. So you did have you were in the game a little bit. You weren't actually blown out of the game. You still had a chance to win a game of footy, I suppose. I know you've dropped off a fair bit, and it was probably just they'd done the basics better to get themselves a bit further ahead. But you were in the game late.
And I think that was just probably the back half of the third quarter and the start of the fourth. That was probably the only stage I'd say we actually played our brand. And that just shows when we do it for four quarters, it should stand up against most sides.
Yeah, for sure, because you were close enough.
Yeah.
Like four goals is nothing in footy.
Yeah, so and we had the win in the last quarter. I think once we probably thought the game was lost, a few blokes, which is another teaching period, we've got to play out to the final quarter, but they just probably dropped their heads and we probably went to water a bit in the last 10 minutes.
Are you having fun, Cashin?
It's good. No, I really enjoy it. Really enjoy it. Maybe you should ask me.
You're sleeping well.
Ask me in a couple of days, but I really love it. Like, and working with the boys, teaching the boys has been awesome.
And the relationship with Darren.
Yeah, Windy's awesome. Like, I've learned a lot from him. He's obviously a superstar coach in Tassie, and he knows what he's talking about. And he's a good, tough, hard man. So,
we were waxing lyrical about how the two. You two would work.
Yeah, and sometimes I talk him off a ledge at times.
The old-fashioned, you know, Obama and you the teacher. It'll work. It's good to watch.
Although sometimes we mix roles. Sometimes I lose
good.
My
that's
head. And
you get
to calm me down a bit.
Nice. I like it. That's good.
Dicko, Lee McKenna was a massive loss. Mm-hmm. What's your understanding of the situation? He was red-carded. Have you seen a report, what the report was and where it goes to from here?
I haven't. I don't know much about it at this stage. All I know, I have heard in the past that if you get a red card, I think it's automatic 2 weeks, but then you can appeal it. So we'll certainly be doing that. I don't think it's warranting of 2 weeks. I don't think he intentionally meaning to headbutt him. I think it was just an accidental headbutt. We'll definitely fight to clear his name. And it was a big loss for us. I think we actually started the game. We didn't probably hit the scoreboard like we would have early, but we started the game pretty well. I was on the wing, Bluey's on the middle, and it was working pretty well. And then when he went off, we probably lacked a bit of depth for our midfield and wing. So
who rings Gary Ayres to pass on the news at Port Melbourne that one of his players is facing suspension in local footy?
That to Windy.
that'll be Windy's job. me and Ayres have a free relationship, so I'll just leave that to the side.
Finn O'Dwyer played pretty good on Thursday night, I thought, for Preston, Northern Bullets, rather, in the VFL. I think, have they got the bye next week and you might have access to him?
Yeah, they've got the bye, so it just depends on the club and whether they want to free him up or not. I know Geelong freed up most of their blokes a couple of weeks ago, but whether Preston want to free him up, hopefully they do and they look after us, but yeah, it'd be nice to have him.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed that you can get him, and fingers crossed that there's a win not too far away for North Shore. You've got Grovedale next week. They're coming off a good win over Leopold. Dicko, thanks for your support of today. I really appreciate your help throughout the week getting things organised, but also being involved today as part of our K-Rock broadcast. Been good to watch the Seagulls in action. Bad luck today, though.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Right on, Dicko.
Joining us on K-Rock Football.
Post-match interview.